talk some cars. So on the line, I have with us Belinda Anderson, content director and editor at Women Talk. Hi there, Belinda. Can you hear me?
Hi, Simon. It's wonderful to speak to you. I can hear you, but there's a slight echo today.
Okay, that's a shame, but let's go on because on my side, all is good. Belinda, let's start at the very beginning. I was so chuffed and excited to see that there's a Women Talk website. What is Women Talk?
So Women Talk is an online platform that's specifically dedicated to uplifting and empowering women, not just in the motoring industry, but every woman out there who's currently researching a car or wanting to buy a car or just wants to learn more about the car that they have. So while the website presents vehicles to the public, we also are really just striving to create an environment where motoring and anything related to cars isn't just relegated to people in the know. We want to teach everybody in South Africa in an easy to understand way all about motoring.
Okay, well that explains that. It certainly explains why I've got a big old band of pink as I open your website, and I think you're doing fantastic work, so keep it up. Let's talk cars. Maybe some of us will have some money left after this coronavirus thing is finished, maybe, and be in the market to buy something fun and sexy. Talk to us about the latest models that are coming into the country. Just take us through, say, three or four of your favorite.
Okay. That's always an exciting question to answer. South Africa has got such an interest in specific cars, and currently one of the favorites in the market is still the classic Toyota double cab Bucky. And then obviously also the beautiful Mercedes-Benz A200 Auto. It's just a gorgeous, suave car that is just so much more than just a mom wagon. But there's so much more exciting things to come for 2020. Obviously, South Africa remains having the VW Polo as a favorite in the corner. So those are some of the favorite models currently on the showroom floors.
Can we stick with the VW just for a moment? Because driving around town the other day, I noticed, and I've noticed quite a few of them, the T-crosses all over the place. Where they fitting in, who they aimed at, and do they drive as beautifully as they look?
So the T-Cross is an exciting new vehicle. It's relatively new to the country, and it slots in just above the Polo, but also below the SUV class. So it's what we call the subcompact crossover. They're absolutely stunning to look at, and they really represent a very new, fresh design from VW. So it's very exciting to see them out on the roads. And yes, they're fun to drive too. Really an edge on what we're used to from VW.
What kind of engines are we talking about in terms of size and capacity and kilowatt output?
I'm really struggling to hear you, Simon.
Okay. No, that's a shame. Let me try one more. We had this question last time we spoke motor cars. We just didn't get a very cohesive answer. A student looking to buy their first set of wheels, which direction would you be pushing them in?
If I understand you correctly, Sam, you're asking about what car would be good for a student to purchase at this point.
Correct.
And obviously something like a Renault Kwid would be a really good car to invest in. It comes in at a really good price on the market. It's low on fuel, it's easy to drive, and it really looks quite good too. So that's always an excellent option to look at. The French are doing some fantastic things with their new vehicles. So definitely have a look at a Kwid if you can.
And then just being aware of the demographic of who's listening to us, what's the best mom's wagon at the moment?
The best mom's wagon, that is if you're not into SUVs, am I right?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to give you the leeway to answer it how you like.
All right. So also one of the most popular vehicles at the moment is the Ford EcoSport, and it's just a really good family vehicle to have. It's so affordable. It does have the SUV thing going for it, but it just offers a really good balance between being that big burly off-roader and having a softer edge to it that really makes life easy for a mom. It's got all the bells and whistles that you need. It's low on fuel, ample space for the kids and the dog in the back if you really wanted to. So it's always a good one to check out if you're...
You know, Belinda, that is just the tonic that we needed. Something that got our minds off all that nonsense that's out there. A little bit of dreaming for the cars that we may or may not be able to afford. Thank you so much. I hope you're going to be a regular on Chai FM because you know your stuff. And I'm sure the women are going to be very interested.
Thank you so much for having me, Simon. It was great talking to you.